I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like extremely messy 30 and 40 somethings on both coasts.
If you're listening today, you're already a subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text, on Patreon now. Thank you, as always, for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
So we're here today because we've been keeping up with Summer House and the Valley, and we just don't have enough opportunities to talk about what's going on with Summer House in the Valley.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, we're definitely going to keep diving into, like, the news and gossip on these shows, specifically Summer House, over on Love to See It. So, like, stay tuned for some updates on that front there early next week. But we thought we would use this week's Rich Text Pod to just dive into, like, the content of the actual shows that we are seeing, because frankly, I think that we've been gobsmacked.
Yeah. This season unfolding in the way that it is unfolding after the revelation that was made about Amanda and West is like, is this real?
Like, no, it's somehow even more diabolical than watching Vanderpump during Scandoval. I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah. I mean, I have been watching it, so I know that part of it is just that it hits harder for me than, like, trying to tap in once Scandoval was already happening. But was there this level of, like, Easter eggs in every episode?
There were definitely a lot of Easter eggs, but somehow this is more, which is, like, shocking.
Yeah.
And, like, the emotional manipulation piece somehow feels crazier here.
Well, and I think something that's, like, hitting hard about this is that there is still lack of clarity about when this all started, and they claim it started more recently, but it's not like we know that they were having an affair last summer and we can go back and see, like, oh, see, that happened because they were having an affair.
Right.
Instead, it's like you're building a case that it was happening back then. And I think that that leads the conversation about around it to have, like, a different tenor, like a different weight.
It's just funny because I personally am not in the camp that believes they were having a full-blown affair last summer, but something about the fact that it was – that seeds were just being planted even subconsciously makes it, like, more insane for me to watch how many moments there are to pick apart,
yeah.
Right? Like, I actually do not think they were, like, sleeping together secretly last summer. I really don't.
I'm going to be honest. Last week, I didn't think so.
Claire's become a conspiracy theorist.
This episode, it is a weird look. Some of the things are very hard to explain.
I agree with Lindsay Hubbard that there is a difference between, like, emotional and physical. And I think there was, like, an emotional attachment that was inappropriate building.
That is clear, like, at minimum at this point. Like, at this point, some of the comments they make are you can't explain outside of some sort of weird emotional attachment that is beyond the friendship that they are purporting to have. And then it just makes it more and more plausible that there was even more than that. I'm not saying that that happened because I don't know, but I've gone from being like, that's a conspiracy theory, everyone calm down, to, like, it seems as plausible as not, you know, based on the evidence that I have.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm not saying it's impossible or implausible. Just gun to my head, I still don't think that's what happened. But I do think that it almost is irrelevant whether it was happening or not, because what was happening and what is on camera is, like, emotionally diabolical.
Yeah.
First 100%. And foremost towards Sierra, but somehow the show is literally making me feel bad for Kyle. I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah. Do you remember the rom-com Something Borrowed?
Yes.
Yeah. Every episode I feel more like I'm watching the real world version of this play out, in which the protagonists of Something Borrowed are actually the villains, which of course they are in the movie, but it's about them. And so you think that they're not the villains. But, like, I can just imagine Amanda hunkered down being like, how could I be the villain? This whole story is about me and my love, you know? Like,